Hey there, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for spending your Thursday with us. Real quick, before we dive in, I want to say a word to all the guys out there. So this Sunday night is our final man church gathering for the season. So we took a break for the holidays, but this Sunday night at 5 p.m., we've got dude food, we've got hardcore Bible study. Pastor Chuck Allen's going to be leading. We're going to check out part of Tim Tebow's study, Shaken. So it's going to be a great, great night. You don't have to sign up, but you just need to show up at 5 p.m. in what we call the underground. If you want more details, just visit the website, sugarhill.church, or even easier, drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and I'd love to see you Sunday night. It's a great way to meet other guys. It's a great way just to spend some time really with our pastor and to hear his heart. So I know you'll enjoy it and be encouraged. And so come on out. Well, obviously, it is November, and we start thinking about Thanksgiving. We start thinking about the holidays. And so I want to think about this idea of gratitude and this whole idea of Thanksgiving, because honestly, we all know this, but honestly, we need to be reminded that Thanksgiving isn't supposed to just be a day that we celebrate once a year. It's really supposed to be a habit that is built in the life of every believer. It's like a muscle that needs to be developed. It's something that we need to think about. And honestly, the more you understand how much God loves you, the more grateful I think you're going to be. Right? When you get this big picture of just how big God's love is, a natural response to that is gratitude. So what does that mean? What does that actually look like to have that idea of gratitude? Well, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, a lot of times I talk to guys that want to know, what is God's will? What is God's will? And usually we're thinking jobs, we're thinking marriage, we're thinking all these big categories, but listen to what this verse says. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will. So when you don't know what God's will is, here in black and white, here in Scripture, is what God's will is, that we would give thanks in all circumstances. See, you can thank God in every situation, and the reason why you can do that is because He's in control. He can bring good out of evil. He can turn around stupid mistakes that we make. No matter what happens, God is not going to stop loving you. There are 100 things to be thankful for in any circumstances, even when those circumstances stink. And so this idea of gratitude, being thankful in all circumstances, it's God's will, because what it does is it creates fellowship. What does it mean to be in fellowship? Gratitude has the ability to build deeper relationships between you and other people, and between you and your Heavenly Father. See, whoever you want to get closer to, you can get closer to them by expressing gratitude to them. If you've moved away from your husband or from your wife, you need to start doing what you did when you were dating. You need to express gratitude. One simple way is to write little notes of kindness and encouragement, or make phone calls or to text during the day just to tell them that you're thankful. Do the things you did at first. And the reason you've lost that loving feeling is because you stopped doing the things that created that feeling early on, and you take each other for granted. Let me give you another example. Let me talk about small groups. Do you want to build your small group? Don't just go to it. Don't just be there, but during the week, text your group. Email them, call them, write them, say, I am so grateful for you and here's why. And what you'll find is that the more you're grateful for your group, the more your group will bond. See, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build each other up. As you build others up, you find that God builds into your life as well through your deep relationships with Him and with other people. And so let's have this idea of gratitude, not just a day, not just one time a year, but let's build that as a habit throughout our lives. Well, hey, thanks again for being here today on the podcast. If you don't mind, if this was encouraging to you, please share it with somebody on your social media or via email. And then also, if you haven't done it yet, an easy way to get these every single day is to subscribe to them. If you've got a podcast app on your device, just search for Sugar Hill Church, and you'll find both our Sunday morning podcast, but you'll also find the weekday podcast. And if you subscribe to that, your device will go out and grab it every single day, so it'll be ready for you whenever you give it a listen. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.